This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Juan M. Munoz. Date of birth, October 28, 1969. Case ID number is 563-5102. Date of exam, June 1, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from Valley Baptist Hospital, dated 6/18/20, 8/3/20, 10/8/20, 4/22/21, 8/11/21, and 11/1/2021, period. Also from Total Rehab, dated 11/24/20. Identifying information, this is a 53-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right inguinal hernia, shoulder problems, hypertension, lumbar sacral back pains, and insomnia / depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he was a stocker at Asphalt Company for 12 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a church because he is homeless with his wife, and his wife is not working at this time. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, right inguinal hernia. Number two, shoulder problems. Number three, hypertension. Number four, lumbar sacral back pain. And number five, insomnia / depression. History of allegations. Number one, right inguinal hernia. The claimant states that in 2016, he was lifting up heavy objects and developed a large protrusion of the right inguinal area, which ended up being a right inguinal hernia. Surgery was performed on August 11, 2021, and his condition has resolved. He states at the time that he did have the hernia, it was a sharp pain in the right inguinal area, which didn't radiate to any other area. And he states the pain would last for 20 minutes, and it was a pain that he had every day. The associated symptoms included diarrhea times 5 per day, but no nausea, vomiting, constipation, melena, or hematemesis. The claimant has lost 14 pounds within the last year, and he is food intolerant to spicy foods and cakes. He was diagnosed with a direct right inguinal hernia with status post hernia repair with good results. He is presently not taking any medications for his condition. Allegation number two, shoulder problems. The claimant states that in 2016, he was working very aggressively at his workplace, and he sustained a right shoulder rotator cuff tear. An MRI was performed, which revealed that he had a tear, and the claimant went on to have two surgeries to repair the rotator cuff tear, one on April 22, 2021, and another one on October of 2020. He's also received two steroid injections into his right shoulder. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk one block, Stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top or use a skillet at this time. MRI of the right shoulder revealed a full thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon. And the claimant has had fair results with the surgery, although he has difficulty in frontal elevation and abduction at this time. The claimant has no assistive devices that he uses and has not seen a physician. His only physical activity includes doing some home exercise to straighten his shoulder. The claimant is presently on tramadol, 50 milligrams BID, tenazidine, 4 milligrams QHS, naproxen, 500 milligrams QD. His condition at this time is stable, although he does not have full range of motion or strength in the right shoulder. Allegations number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2019, he was having frontal and occipital headaches along with dizziness that he had been having approximately 2 years prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, as well as no nephropathy. His blood pressure was 158 over 84 mmHg. He is presently on Losartan 50 milligrams QD, and his condition appears to be stable at this time and well controlled. Allegation number 4, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2006, he was lifting a heavy object and he sustained lumbar sacral back injuries consisting of 2 herniated discs. The character of the pain is a burning, aching pain located in the lumbar sacral back area with pain radiating down to his left leg. No surgery was performed, although surgery was advised at the time and was not done secondary to lack of funds. Limitations, the claimant's limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 15 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, sometimes cooking, comma, and some exercises that he does for his shoulder. The claimant states he has difficulty sleeping and he does not do the laundry. The claimant has no physician at this time, but did receive physical therapy for 1 year, which was mainly for his shoulder. He denies seeing a chiropractor. The claimant is on various medications, as noted earlier, for his shoulder and back pain, which include tramadol 50 milligrams BID, tizanidine 4 milligrams QHS, and naproxen 500 milligrams QD. He was diagnosed with herniated disc of lumbar sacral back times 2 with left radiculopathy. His condition appears to be stable at this time, and the claimant does not appear to be in pain. Allegation number 5, insomnia / depression. The claimant states that since 2019, because of all the financial problems and his illnesses, he started to develop severe depression. The claimant states he suffers from insomnia, comma, depression, comma, severe anxiety, comma, decreased appetite, comma, decreased energy, comma, panic attacks, comma, decreased motivation and concentration, comma, and states that he also has severe anxiety. The claimant does have a history of suicidal ideation, but he denies any suicidal attempts. He was a drug addict at one time and was in prison for 13 years. He is presently homeless and living in a church. His marriage is in good standing and appears to be stable at this time. He is presently taking no medications for his depression, and the claimant appears to be somewhat anxious, but calm at the same time. Family history: he never knew his father. Mother is 76 and has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and a history of cerebral vascular accident. Medications: tramadol, 50 milligrams BID, tizanidine, 4 milligrams QHS, naproxen, 500 milligrams QD, and losartan, 50 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, bilateral shoulder pain, comma, depression, comma, insomnia, comma, narcolepsia, comma, lumbosacral back pain, comma, history of rotator cuff tear with two surgeries on the right side, one performed in October of 2020 and the other one performed April the 22nd, 2021. He also has a history of right inguinal hernia repair performed 8/11/2021. Social history: the claimant has a history of smoking 2 packs of cigarettes per day for 12 years. He states he quit in 2011. Alcohol: the claimant has a history of drinking for 15 years where he would drink until he got completely drunk. He states he quit in 2013. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant has a history of using marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, and the last time he used it was in 2005. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 196.5 pounds, height 5 feet 9 and a half inches tall, BP 158 over 84 mmHg, heart rate 66 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 28.5. General: this is a 53-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the fourth sentence? The claimant had missing teeth and appears to have poor dentition. Could you please drop down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. The claimant does use glasses for reading. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant had a right inguinal surgery. The surgical area appears to be well intact, and there is no signs of any kind of rupture of the hernia repair. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple tattoos all over his body. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right shoulder. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left, upper, and lower extremities. However, the claimant does have some problems with the right upper extremities, where ranges of motion of the right shoulder and elbow are decreased. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Grip strength was +3/5 for the right side and +5/5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch. Pinprick and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the right upper shoulder. Muscle strength was +5 for all tested areas, except for the right upper extremity, which was +4/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally, except for grip strength, which was +3/5 for the right hand. X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings. X-rays of the thoracic lumbar spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left upper extremities and, to a lesser extent, with the right upper extremity. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right shoulder secondary to a rotator cuff tear, which had poor results with surgery. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength of +3/5 for the right hand and +5/5 for the left. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted for the right hand. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue of the right upper shoulder. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to right upper extremity decrease in strength, secondary to a rotator cuff tear. Probable diagnoses. Number one, right inguinal hernia, dash, has been surgically repaired with good results. The claimant no longer has any pain in that area. Number two, right shoulder rotator cuff tear with 2 surgeries with fair to poor results, but in stable condition. The claimant does have a grip strength of +3/5. Number three, hypertension, dash, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled. Number four, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to 2 herniated discs. Normal physical exam. Number five, insomnia/depression, not being treated at this time, but appears to be fairly stable, and the claimant does have family support. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Juan M. Munoz.